Sukkot Chodesh. Today's daf is Pei Ches. So we're right in the middle of discussing the case of if a guy left over, you know, he didn't finish the get, and then he started writing on the second column of the cloth. It was like a two-column cloth. He started writing on the second column. So the Gemara said that maybe we should be concerned that these were two separate gittin, and it was Zaman on one, and the signatures on the other, and that he cut it off. So Rav said that there's a space between the bottom, so it's pretty clear that it wasn't continued down there. And then the Gemara said also there's a space on the top on the other side, so it wasn't continued. So that's what we're talking about. So the Gemara then says, "V'dilma imluche imlich." Maybe, right, so on the top of Peiches, Dilma imluche imlich v'kasav. What does that mean, Dilma imluche imlich? Maybe he originally wanted to mitchila shelo legarsha, meaning he gave up, he stopped. Maybe he stopped in the middle, and that's why there is a space. Okay? Maybe that's why there's a space. Rashi says, Dilma imluche imlich, mitchila shelo legarsha. V'hada imlich l'achar zman l'achsar v'legomro. Then he decided to go back to finish writing it. The nimzar rishon batel. Maybe he stopped, you know, midstream. He started writing, and he finished where he was. He granted there's a space in between. And then he starts to write on the second side, but it's after he already gave up using his get. And Rashi says that get would then be batel, because the whole get is not lishma, I guess. So the Gemara says, Tikasav hareyat milamatim utaris milamala. Basically, he stopped mid-statement. Right, he wrote on the bottom, it says hareyat, and the top says muteris. So no one really gives up or stops in the middle of that phrase. I think it's a lot of dot for that phrase, but it's any phrase that's more of a continuation. You know, hareyat, muteris, l'choladom, you're not going to stop midstream. So the Gemara says, well, Dilma Isramli, so maybe that's what happened. Who says? Maybe something happened to him, right? Maybe Tokedei Gomer Dibor Chazba. That's what Rashi says. What do you mean? Maybe that's at that exact moment in time, you know, changed his mind, or something happened where he stopped and then changed his mind. So the Gemara says, Kule Hai Lo Chashinon. Now, we're not choshes so much that Dafka at that moment in time, you're trying to be choshes that maybe this get was written in two different times. To be choshes for the fact that he stopped exactly at that moment, we're not going to be choshes. Rav Ashi Amar, Diyadiya Bei Mitachta de Megilsa. In other words, Rashi says, don't ask any of these questions. We all know. We don't have to go. Rashi says, going back on everything. All the questions that we asked about, aren't you concerned? We're not concerned. Because you can tell, what was our concern? Our concern was, right, that he stopped and started. And then our concern was that maybe he cut off. Maybe he cut off on the bottom. He says, we have to worry about being cut off from the bottom. If it's cut off from the bottom, you can tell. You can tell when the paper is cut. You can tell when the cloth is cut. When it's cut, it looks differently than when it's not cut. When it's complete, right? So that's what he says. He says you can look at the cloth, and you can tell. So if you look at the cloth, and you can tell, you're not concerned that it was cut off at the bottom. You still may be concerned about this. You still have to have a space, or maybe you have to be concerned that it wasn't. That it continued over onto the next side, that you guys didn't give up in the middle. But he says, don't have to be worried about it being cut, because being cut, you can just look at the cloth, and you can tell whether or not the cloth was sliced at that point.
So if there's a space, would that be an issue?
No, space helps us, right? A space helped us with the...
Right,
the space helped us. Okay.
Is there a date at the top of the get?
What?
There's a date on top of the get, right?
Okay, so the date's on one side, and there's Edom on the other side.
Right. In this case, there's a date at the top of the gate. Wouldn't it be a problem that they're not going to finish it on the same day?
We talked about that yesterday, where he did. They wrote it on the same
day. That's why I'm asking the question.
Well, so they wrote it on the same day. No, because you can tell it's not cut, so we just obviously continue cutting from one to the other. Right. The Mishnah says, Chasamu Edim Barosh Hadaf, right, Minatzad, Me'acharab, Beget, Pashut, Pasal. If the Edim wrote on the top of the daf or on the side, the Gemara is going to ask about the side. The Gemara asks in our Mishnah that possible to get when the Edom are signed on the side of the get. So the Gemara says, Andy, is that really true? That if the Edom sign on the side of the get, that it is possible? V'ha Rav chasim in atzad. We know that Rav would sign on the side. So if he would sign on the side, you see that it's not like our Mishnah who possibles the chasim on the side. Here Rav is signing on the side. So chasim, they were saying, Bishagago Klapik Sav. Over there, we're talking about that it seems to be that it may be on the side, but it's sort of facing perpendicular to the Ksav. That the Ksav is going this way, and the Edim are starting this way, and the roof of the Edim are towards the top of the Edim signature is facing the Ksav. So it's pretty clear that the Edim are signing on to that which is written to the right of it, so to speak. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Elahad de Katani, what about another case in the Mishnah, which was, Hikif Rosho Selzeh, Bitzad Rosho Selzeh, Va'edim Be'emso, Shneim Psulim. That was a case where you had one cloth, one get was written top to bottom this way, and the other one was written like bottom up. You know, I guess they turned it around and wrote it again. And we said the Edim were signed in the middle. We said that they're both puzzle. But why would they both be puzzle? The Edim invariably have the roof of their signature facing one of the Gittin.
Right.
It's facing one of them, so therefore that one that it says, Ela Hadakani Hikav Rosh Hoshoshev, Sar Rosh Hoshoshev, Edim Emsh Neim Psulim. But let's say, Hai Minayu Klape Ksav, Lit Kasher. Let's see which one has the top of its signatures facing the text of the get, and that one would be kosher. So the Gemara says no. Hasam, and you can tell that I'm pretty sure he has a nice picture over there. Hasam de Ramile ki Ivra, where he wrote it like an Ivra. A river is like a lock or a brace. Basically, what he did is that it's not he didn't write parallel he didn't sign parallel. He signed perpendicular, like a long. I can't see that. Like a long lock or a brace or a bolt. So the roof is not facing anything. It's just connecting both. It's sort of connecting both gittin, and therefore it's not facing either side, and therefore both would be puzzle. Right? Rashi says, right? The Ramule ki Ivra ha'edim mutalin ben shnei ha'gittin. The edim are between both of the gittin kibriach, like a hasp, like a lock. Right? Rashi shitos chasimo. The signatures are like a lock of a door. It's hanging between two of them, so therefore it's not facing either of them. So the Gemara says, if our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Edom are starting that way, like this lock connecting the two, so what about the Seifa? The Seifa is the Ketanhi, Rosho shall get Zeh, Bitzad Sofel shall Zeh, Va'edim Emsa. There you had a case where a guy wrote a get long on the cloth, and then wrote lower down on the same cloth another get, but they're facing the same direction. They're not like this. They're facing the same direction. There we said that if the Edom are in the middle, so the one that it's facing, one of the get, one of them facing, it's kosher. But we just said that we're signing, the Edom are not signing regularly. They're signing sort of perpendicular. So how can they be kosher? They're signing like a bariach. It says, Ihachi Seifa the Katani Rosho Shozeh, Bitzad Sofo Shozeh, Va'edim Emsa, Esha Edim Nikrin Vesofo Kosher, the Idirami Ki Ivra, Labahadadiha Mikra, Labahadadiha Mikra. It's not facing either of them appropriately. So the Gemara basically says, you're right, forget it, drop the whole thing. Notice how we said with Rav, when he says, it says, how Rav Chasim Minitzad, it said Rav Chasim, it doesn't say Rav Chasim Gittin Minitzad. He said, Rav signed from the side. So what was he signing? Maybe he's signing something other than Gittin on the side. That's exactly what the Gemara says. He's not signing Gittin on the side. Ella, Rav, Bidiske, Habichasim. He would sign Diskim. Diskim seems to be sort of like a subpoena. That's what it seems to be. He was signing these Diski that, Rashi says, Ella, Rav, Ki Chasim in Atzad, Lo Begittin, not by Gittin, Velo Bishtaros, not by regular Shtaros either, Ella Bidiski, which was Kishahayim Mazmin Anashim Ledin Lifana, when he would invite people, right? I don't know the word invite. When you would summon people to come to before him, Vasofer Kosev Lemigaris Hazmana. It's Hazmana, it's a subpoena. That's all it is. Bishmo, Vahu Kosev Pamim Ratzad, Vena Publikach. There he signs wherever it is. Maybe he pre signed things, he just was signing things. There's nothing to do, it's not a Shtar, it's a Hazmana. That he was able to sign in Ratzad, but the Gittin, like the Mishnah said, cannot be signed Min Hatzad. And we don't have to worry about the apparent contradiction because it's not a contradiction.
So how
mean
it was from
Gittin,
now someone...
Yeah. Well, they misread the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rav Chasim in Atzad. So the Gemara assumed that when someone said, and they asked the question, that Rav was Chasim in Atzad, they're talking about Gittin, because that's on topic. The guy said, what are you talking about? In the end, Rav wasn't Chasim on Gittin in Atzad. He was Chasim on other things. Okay. So now the Mishnah said, Get Shekisavo Ivris, and if it was written in Hebrew, signed in Greek. That's the whole thing about yesterday, about the signatures, Machlokas Rashi, Rambam, whether it's actually actual Greek. If you look at the Perish of Rambam, he shows Greek letters. But whatever, it could be signed in one language, written in another language. Then the Mishnah said, Ksav Sofer Ve'ed Kosher. The handwriting of the Sofer and the signature of one aid makes the get kosher. So the Gemara, we assume that means you only have one aid on it. It's the handwriting of the sofer, which I guess we recognize, and the signature of one aide. So, but our friend Rav Yirmiya says no. Amar Rav Yirmiya chasam sofer shanino. We're talking about a case where it's signed by the sofer, right? It's signed by the sofer. Rashi says chasam sofer im aid echad shanino b'mishnah senu. That's what we said on Mishnah's kasher. The havelu beis aidim. That's two aidim, says Rashi. The Ashmar Ina Masnis, right, so where does this go back to? So Gemara says, Amar Chista Hamani, who is a Shita like? This is like Rav Yossi. Who's our Rav Yossi? Rav Yossi was a guy who said, Rav Yossi is the Shita, who says, Mili lo memsun mushliach. And remember a couple of weeks ago, we had the idea of Mili, of giving over words, transferring words to a different shliach. So look at Rashi, he says, the Ashmar Ina and the Rashi Chasim Sofer, right? The Ashmar Ina Masnisan, the Lochai Shin Lememer Haba lo Tziva Shiachta Masofer. We're not choshesh that the Baal told two Edim to sign, and the Edim got there, they were embarrassed, and they told the sofer to sign, which would be a problem with Mili, because they're transferring over instructions. Right? Below Chashinon, the Lameimer, Habal, Otsiva, Shichtam, Sofer, Ella, Amr, Lashnaim, Imru, Sofer, Plonim, Vyichto, Laploni, Uploni, Vyachnu, Vachoshon, Ashluchim, Lichisufa, Lahalo, Chashinon. We're not choshesh this, because we say Mili, Lamem, from Shaliach. So we're not choshesh that the sofer, who's a Talmud Chacham, is going to sign when the Edom tell them the Baal told us for you to sign. Because the Shliach knows the Baal can't tell me to sign. The Baal can't tell you to tell me to sign. He has to tell me directly. And I know he didn't tell me directly. So therefore we're not choshish for it. So we know that we're not choshish for the case where the sofer is signing without the instruction of the husband. So therefore the sofer can sign with one aid. And we're not choshish to say it's possible. Out to a case where maybe the Baal told to aid him and they got embarrassed and they told the sofer to sign.
So who told the sofer to sign? The
Baal? It must be the Baal, because the sofer would never have signed otherwise.
Why don't he have to be signed on his own?
He wouldn't.
Would never do that.
Why would he do that? He knows the rules. He won't do that. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we're going to bring something that brings that a halacha lemaisa about Rabbi Yirmiya. Hahi ksuvas chasanim. So I think that means it's not a ksuba, right? Ksuvas chasanim. The asu lekami de Rabbi Yavu that came in front of Rabbi Abahu to have a yadiyale litovsa ulechasimas yada de chatzahada. They recognized, I guess, the handwriting of the sofer, right? So what? But wait, I have to read the word l'tosva first, right? So ha'hiksuvas chasan the asa l'kamei de Rabbi Abahu the habi yadayle l'tosva v'lechasimas yadah dechatzada. They recognize the handwriting of the tofes, which is the shtar. They recognize the handwriting of the shtar, and they recognize the signature of one edim of one aid. So that's what they did. So they recognized those two things. They didn't recognize the handwriting of the second signature. So Rabbi Yavahu thought, Savar l'achshura, I should make it kosher, because the Mishnah said, Ksav sofer v'eid echad. So to here, I have Ksav sofer v'eid echad. So came Rav Yirmiya, Amalei Rav Yirmiya, Chasam sofer shanino. When it says Ksav sofer, it means the signature of the sofer. You cannot validate the shtar just based on the handwriting of the sofer. Okay. Okay, Kasav. Now the Mishnah said, Kasav Chani Chasov v'Chani Chasa Kasher. They were talking about when they were writing his name, and they wrote Chani Chasov v'Chani Chasa, which I learned to mean sort of some family surname, some sort of name that the family was known by, right? And so that you use that and they didn't say like Ruvain ben Yaakov. They said Ruvain Bain, and they gave like this from the house of whatever, something like that, which sort of means like a precursor of a last name almost. You know, that's what it seems to be. So Tanur Rabbanon. Chanichas avos begitin arasara doros. You can only do that for 10 generations. In other words, if the family gets a name, that name is only valid, I guess, for 10 generations. Rashi says, Adyo doros have chanicha. She'im kasa beget lo mifsala lemahave kashira shmo shma. It's not like you changed his name. So it only works for 10 generations. How you know 10 generations or not, I'm not particularly sure. But that's, he says, 10 generations. Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Shlosha Doros. It only works for 3 generations after that name is given to the household. Shlosha Doros Kashas. Mikan the Elach Pasal. But beyond 3 Doros, that is Pasal. So, Kaman Azla, Hada Am Rabbi Chanina, according to Hushita, is the following statement of Rabbi Chanina, of Ksav Chanichas Avos Begitin at Shlosha Doros. I don't say what the question is. Kaman, Shimon ben Elazar. That clearly goes with Shimon ben Elazar. Usually you ask Kaman Azla when it's not clear. Here, Shlosha Doros. Exactly what Rishon Lezer says. That's exactly what Rishon Lezer said. Was Shlosha Doros. Okay.
Even though everyone knows that this guy's name is that.
But that name is only valid for 3 generations. Yep. That's what Gemara says.
And then what happens?
Then you can't use that surname in the get.
Even though it's still your surname?
No, he's saying after three generations, you're not considered your surname anymore.
The name drops off.
The name drops off. Halachically, the name drops off. Maybe you reestablish it. Or maybe just write it normally and write Reuven Ben Yaakov instead of writing the surname. So that's, right? I don't remember. People's ksuva, did they sign with the last name in there? I don't remember. I mean, maybe some might, but I think people just signed Reuven Ben Yaakov Aid. Yeah, but some people write the last names? I've seen last names? Okay. Right. So Amar Rav Huna, my kira, where's the remez in this that after three generations it goes away? Plus success in Veschana, ki solid banim uvenei banim v'noshatem. So he says, it seems to be three generations. Ki solid banim bnei banim. It's three generations. And afterwards it says v'noshatem. They've forgotten. You know, after three generations, it's I think v'noshatem means forgotten. So right. So after three generations, there's no longer misyaches after each other. That's the raya min haTorah. Okay. So now the Gemara starts to bring a little bit of agadita till the next Mishnah, right? Based on the pasuk v'aschanim, which was ki solid banim uvnei banim v'noshatem ba'aretz v'hishchatem v'asisem pesel tmunas kol v'asisem harav b'nei Hashem elokecha l'hachi. So we read this. This is pasuk v'aschanim. I think we read this on Tisha B'Av as well. So, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lo Charva Eretz Yisrael Ad She'avdu Bo Shiva Batei Dinim Avodah Zarah. Eretz Yisrael, here actually is going to mean Mamlechas Yisrael, Meluchas Yisrael, which is after the division of the kingdom, it's the northern kingdom, right? Eretz Yisrael was not destroyed until seven Batei Dinim. Batei Dinim here doesn't mean courts. It means courts, but like royal courts. Until seven royal courts served Avodah Zarah, and what are those? What are those seven royal courts that served Avodah Zarah in the time? So they are Yeravam ben Nevat. Okay, Yeravam ben Nevat. He's from Shevet Ephraim. Uba Asa ben Achia. Asa ben Achia is from Yisachar. Right? Yeravam Yevat, the source is Malachim Aleph Tazvav Kaphei. Asa is Malachim Aleph Perut Tazayim, Pasuk Ches. There is Asa ben Achia, the Achav ben Omri. Right? Achav ben Omri. He's also from Ephraim. The Yehu ben Nimshi. Yehu ben Nimshi was from Menashe. Upekach ben Rimalyahu. Not sure which one he's from. Pekach ben Rimalyahu. Menachem ben Gadi. Menachem ben Gadi. Vehoshea ben Elah. Well, I think it's from Reuven. Right? He was the last king. He was the last king. Hoshea ben Elah. And in the days of Hoshea ben Elah. Am I right? He was the last king of Israel. He's from Sheva Reuven. And Hoshea ben Elah. That's when the 10 Shvatim went into Galus. That's when Yisrael was destroyed. Shneamar, what? Right. Shneamar. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Lula yoledes hashiva nivcha nacha ba shimsha ba'od yomam bosh v'chafira. So it seems to say that Shomron, right? Right says where's the word Shomron? Oh, the 10 Shvatim. That were something that came out from seven, they disappeared, and they're sitting in Gullus in embarrassment and disgust. Right, Busha v'chafra. So it says over here, Yoleda Shiva Nacha Nasha. Okay. So Amar Ravi Ami Makra. What is the source from the Torah that the Chorban will take place after seven generations of Avodah Zarah? So he says, because the pasuk says Ki Solid Banim Ubnei Banim. So I wasn't really sure how that works. Because we just said Ki Soli Banim Ubnei Banim was three generations, not doing seven generations. So if you look on the bottom left, there's a Tosos. Mine's in brackets and it says Gilyan Tosos. The last Tosos, Mikra. Brackets. So it says Mikra. He says Ki Tolid is Chad. Tolid is one generation. Dor, Chador. Banim is two generations. So that's three. Ki Solid is Chad Dor. Banim Trey Dor. Ubnei Trey Dor. All right, and Bnei is another two generations, which now equals five. And Banim is Trey Dor Hariz seven. He basically breaks up the pasuk. And I think it's just finding difficulty where you find the pasuk that's seven generations. Okay, so that's another thing. It says talks here about seven generations, and here we're saying it's seven royal courts. Okay, right, this is seven royal courts. So Amrulei. So they said to, I guess they asked, Amr Le'i Rav Kahana Rav Asi L'Rav. So Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked Rav, Ksiv Bei Hoshea Ben Elah. It says Ben Hoshea Ben Elah, which is he's the one who was everything that Sancheirav came. It says Vayasar Rabbi Hashem. He did evil in the eyes of a god. Rak Lo Kamacha Yisrael. And Pasuk continues. Shehayi Lofanav. He says it wasn't as bad as the previous kings. So therefore, Ksiv. Oh, and Ksiv. It says after there later on. It says Alav Allah Shal Shilimatan Eser. Ramelech Ashur Vahilo Hoshea. Right. He became. That's when Sancheirav came. Well, if he wasn't the worst, why is he the one being punished with the dispersion, with the destruction? So Amar Lehu, so Rav answers Rav Kahana of Asi. Remember, you had Oson Pardesaos. You had those guards or those gates. Shahoshi of Yeravam al Drachim, Kedesh Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael Leregel. So Yeravam ben Nevat, way back when, he put up these gates, these boards. He built a wall. I'm not sure who paid for it, but he probably paid for himself because he built it. Usually if you're the one who builds it, you pay for the construction. Anyway, so he built this wall. He built this wall, and he prevented everyone from the northern kingdom going to making Aliyah L'Regel to the southern kingdom. Essentially, no one, for hundreds of years, nobody was going Aliyah L'Regel from the northern kingdom to Yerushalayim to Aliyah L'Regel. But so what happened? So Ba Hoshea Bitlan. So this guy Hoshea, he got rid of him. I think Marcus happened to Ba'av. He got rid of the sentry, so to speak, and allowed people free pass, you know, and now the border's open. You can come through. But nevertheless, Alpha became Lo Yisrael Regal. The people decided they were not going. Even though they had the opportunity, they wouldn't go. So that sort of is evidence to what they felt prior. It wasn't necessarily the border fence that kept him out. They didn't want to go. So then they got punished. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Oson Shonim Shelo Olu Yisrael Regel Yechel B'Shevi. Because of all those years that Yisrael didn't go up to Yerushalayim, they're going to be taken prisoner. Because it's indicative now. It's indicative now that they didn't want to go.
Were they afraid to travel, or did they have no interest?
They had no interest. Apparently, they didn't want to go. They still never went. Afal became Lo Olu Yisrael Regel. So he punished them. If there was a fear, if there was some danger, then there's Pater. But here they didn't want to go. So that's why they were punished at that time. So Amar of Chizda, Amar of Ukva, the Amri La Amar of Chizda, Amar of Yirmiyah, Darish Meremar, Meremar made a drasha, and he asked, "My Dixiv, what's the explanation of the following pasuk in Daniel?" Which right away means I don't know. So it says, "Vayishkod Hashem ala ra'a," right? Hashem had Yishkod Hashem ala ra'a, "Vayiveh aleinu," and he brought the evil to us. "Kitzadik Hashem alokeinu," because Hashem is righteous. Right, plus continues, Kitzadik Hashem Elokeinu, Akol Ma'asav, Asher Asah, Velo Shemana B'Kolo. And all the things that he did, because we don't listen to his voice. So what do you mean he's a tzaddik? What he did was righteous. Mishum the tzaddik Hashem Elokeinu, therefore Vayishkol Hashem Al HaRav, Yivei Oleinu, because Hashem is tzaddik, he brought evil upon us, and took us out, and did everything those bad things to us. He took us to Golos. So El Elik Mar says, yeah. Staka Asak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shehigla Golos Yitkiyohu, Vadai Golos Yichonya Kayemes. That the Golos, remember there were two golos, two takings to exile, the times of the first base of Middash. First you had the golos Yechanyo, which in Yom Yom Mordechai was, sorry, you had Yechanyo, which was Mordechai was a part of. That went first, it was 18 years, I think, before the destruction of the golos at Tzidkiyahu. And when Yechanyo was taken, all the tzaddikim and Talmid Chacham were taken with them, and they established Jewish life in Babylonia. So when the rest of Klal Yisrael was taken into Golos years later, there was already, you know, sort of like the Yehuda Medrash, the Yehuda went down to establish the yeshivas. It was already established there, and they had, you know, Jewish life waiting for them in Bavel. So that's what it says, right? He says, Ella Tzedakah Sakharish Baruch Hu Yisrael Sheg Higla Golos Tzidkiyo Vadayin Golos Yichanya Kayemes Tiksiv Bei Begolos Yichanya. He says, by Golos Yichanya, the Harash v'Hamasker Aleph, and the Harash and the Masker are 1,000. V'Chol Giboris Hamelchama. So, what is the Harash? Rashi says the Gemara says Harash is Shebishah Sheposchem Nasu Kol Kareishin. When they start to speak Divrei Torah, everyone else was silent. Everyone became a Chayrish. And Masker, I don't know. What is a little translation of them? It seems to be that the carpenters and the gatekeepers, right? The Masker is the gatekeeper, and the Harash is the craftsman, okay. And Masker is the gate, like the Soger. Like, when they close, when they're finished talking about halacha, no one else opens their mouth. That's it. These are the big Talmidei Chachamim. The Kama, and how many were them? Elef. It's 1,000. Okay. Some say that it's each of them was 1,000, and some say that together were 1,000. Nevertheless, these 1,000 or 2,000 people who were exiled were maybe there to set the stage for the rest to come later. Okay. So Ula now learns the pasuk differently. Pasuk was Vayishkod Hashem al Arava Yevelin Kitzatik Hashem Alkeinu. Ula Amar Shehiktim Shtei Shanim Livin Noshantem. He took us into Golos 2 years before Vinoshantem. Vinoshantem, I guess, means destruction. He took us into Golos 2 years beforehand. What does that mean, 2 years before? Well, Rashi says, Ula Amar, last Rashi, Hainu Tztaka, which was, Shemiher Lahavi Hara'a, he was quick to bring the evil, L'sof Ches Meos V'chamishim, before only 850 years, I mean 850 years after they came into Eretz Yisrael. Dahainu Beishanim Konde V'noshantem, it's 2 years before the Gematria of V'noshantem, the Hebe Gematria Ches Meos V'chamishim, which is 852. The Im Shahu Ad V'noshantem, had they stayed in the land until V'noshantem, Hayim Eskayim Be'kiyavei Te'avdun, they would have been completely destroyed and lost. Right, so therefore he'd be sort of like, he took him out of Mitzrayim also at the last moment, took him out of Eretz Yisrael. Right, that was Mitzrayim here. It's Vinoshantem, took him out 2 years earlier so they don't get to that lowest level.
Is the first or second
basement? The first. I think it's the first. Well, most of the Psukim talking about the first. Okay, and Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, says, Shema Mina, we see from here that the word Mehera, Demari Alma, quickly in the eyes of God, is Tamni Meya the Chamisha Mitartihu. It's 852. Because the Pasuk says, Heudosi Bachem Hayom Atashmaim Zaris Kiavote Veidun Maher. The Pasuk says, do quickly. So I say, and we said that quickly would mean 852, because that's when he would get rid of us, is 852. That's Vinoshantem, is 852. So I think I heard, I think that's why oftentimes when we use the word Mehera in our tefillah, right, the Kelvinay, Bimhera Biyamenu, Nevi Shalom Kosh, Mehera Biyamenu, we say Bimhera Biyamenu. Because if we just say Bimhera, that's 852 years. We want Mehera Biyamenu. Yeah, quickly, the way we calculate quickly, which is not 852 years, much faster than that. Okay. Not sure where I heard it from, but maybe it's on the bottom here.
Makes sense.
Here he quotes the Chasan Sofer on the Haggadah in the name of the Baal Machzis HaShekel. Right. I knew I heard it from somewhere. All right. Saying the same thing? All right. Next, a very important Mishnah, which we're not going to get into halakhic ramifications thereof, because that's for greater people than I. Get Me'usa. So you have a force to get. You force somebody to give the get. Be Yisrael, if it is done by the Jewish judges, kosher, it's a kosher get. Right? He has to agree to it in the end. Right, you know, the famous Rambam who says, Kofa also, Hatzim Rosh Ani, right? Like I heard that they heard, you know, some places they hang you by your ankles over the BQE until you say Rosh Ani. But I don't know if it's true or not. But that was the rumor I heard.
As long as you don't go over the state line.
Right, what?
As long as you don't go over the state line.
Right, or use electronic.
Like the
Proud Prods. Yeah, okay.
No, the Proud Father.
Right, so get Me'usa B'Yisrael Kasher, Ube Ovde Kochavim Paso. But if it is. If it's a basin of Goyim that forces you to give the get, that's puzzle. That's not a good get, because it has to be given at the behest of a Jewish court. How that works with other things that come up nowadays, don't know. So that's for, like I said, for the Rabbanim to determine. But the Ovei Kochavim can do choftin also, they can hit him, the Omer Mlo, and the Goyim can say, when they're hitting him, Asei Mash Yisrael Omer Lecha. They can say, listen, the Jewish court is forcing you, Jewish court's not getting anywhere. So the non-Jewish court then beats him up to force him to do what the Jewish court already told him to do. That is kosher, right? Kosher here is in parentheses. I'm not sure why. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman's name is Shmuel. Get Hamu'usa B'Yisrael Kedin. If you have a forced get, Kedin. What's Kedin? Those are places where we agree that it is an obligation for the husband to divorce his wife. There are certain cases where we said the husband must divorce his wife. One of them was like an almana to the Kohen Gadol, a grusha chalutza to a Kohen. There are also other places where we force the husband to divorce his wife because of some sort of claim that the woman has, like a mukashchin. So not, you know, certain, those are the cases. Whether there are more cases nowadays, I don't know. But those are the cases where it's legit for the court to force, right? So if it's done by Yisrael, it's kasher, shalokadin. But if they're forcing a guy who's not obligated to divorce his wife to give the get, then the get is pasul, but posa. But there is a reyach get, and therefore, if he would then subsequently die, this woman could not marry a kohen. Because there's a reyach get. We mentioned before that the reyach get also pasuls the woman from the kohen. Right, Rashi, is there Rashi there? Right, uposa mina kuhuna mishum reyach get. Okay, then.
So they're forcing him to just, why?
doing the wrong thing. She says she wants to get divorced, and it's not a reason that forces divorce. And she has good friends in the court, and they beat him up. And he says, fine, I'll give the divorce. He acquiesces. That was done, Shaloka did. Uba Ovei Kochavim, if the Ovei Kochavim could din, if it's done in a place where he should have divorced her, let's just say an Amon Kohen Gadol, or better, a Grusha Chalutza to a Kohen, that is, because we probably don't have a Kohen Gadol at the time that this was written, but that is Pasol. That get is Pasol, and still Posel. There's Kadin, it's still Posel. But Shaloka din, if the non-Jewish court is beating him up to give the get in a place where he has no obligation to give the get, not only is that not a good get, a feel reich a get ainbo. Doesn't even have the scent of a get, and therefore if he subsequently passes away, the woman could marry a Kohen, she'd be an almana, not a reich a get grusha. So the Gemara says, wait a second, manashach. Let's go to the Avodah Chachamim case. The Avodah Chachamim case, it's not a good get. So why are you making a difference whether it was done kedin, shelo kedin? They can't do it. It's not valid. If they did it in a case where a Jewish court could have done it, then we say has reich again. But if not, it doesn't have reich again. It's still being done by Ovei Chachamim. It shouldn't be a good get, the Gemara is asking. So, manav shach, o Ovei Chachamim b'nei asiya ninhu, if the Ovei Chachamim are able, the b'nei asiya, that their enforcement is valid, so then ikashu inar melif kasher, then say the get is kasher. And ilav, and if they're not b'nei asiya ninhu, mifsul olifsul, then it shouldn't even work it shouldn't have a reich get to passel at all. It's one way or the other. So the Gemara says, Amar of Misharshia, Devar Torah, is interesting, Midor Raisa, get Me'useh Be'ovei Chachamim Kosher. A get that the Ovei Chachamim forced him out would be kosher. I guess because the Ovei Chachamim have this power. U'matam Amru Pasol, Midor Rabbanon, we say that it's Pasol. Why? Shelo Tiyeh Kol Achas V'Achas Halechas V'Sola Asma Ovei Chachamim Mafkas Asma Miyad Baila. And then, because any woman who then wants a get, will run to the non-Jewish court, tell them they want a get, and have the non-Jewish thugs go beat up the husband to get. So the Gemara says, okay, so wait a second. So if it's valid d'oraisa, so isha lo kedin, so if it's shelo kedin, then I feel reyecha get aimbo, v'nehavi shelo kedin kisrael. So why, if a guy's court forcing a get is just as valid as a Jewish court forcing a get, at shelo kedin, we said the Jewish court has reyach haget, so shelo kedin by the Goyish court should also have reyach haget. Why does it not have reyach haget?
Yeah.
Right? Doing the same thing. They have the same power, they're doing the same thing. So the Gemara says, let's read it again. Ben havi afilu reyach haget aimbo, shelo, ihachi shelo kedin, afilu reyach haget aimbo, ben havi shelo kedin ki Yisrael, umifsel nami lifsel. So Ella Had, but they're both valid. You're making a takana. Why they're both valid and they both have the same rules? If the Goyish court can force to get just like a Jewish court can force to get, so that rule is the same. So the second rule is when they force it in the wrong place should also be the same. It should have reyach haget. And the Gemara answers Ella Had Rav Misharsha Bedusahi, which is interesting. That word Misharsha said. Right, what did Mishashi say? That Dvar Torah, get Musa Bovi Chavim, that what he said, that's a Bedusa, that's a joke, that's wrong. Right, Rashi says, Delav B'nei Asiya Ninu, he's just wrong. It's not true, the Goyish court does not have the authority Midoraisa to force to get, it's just not true. So, I mean, why is he saying it? Like, what does it mean Bedusa? I mean, maybe it's a nice way of saying he's flat wrong, you say, oh, he was joking around, and just testing the waters to see, you know, in academia, sometimes you say crazy things to test the waters, you don't necessarily bring it down, halacha l'maisa. Okay, so the Gemara then says, so if that's the case, so time am I, why did they make a gezera, right? If the Goyish court has no validity, so why when the Goyish court forces a guy to give a get in a situation where the Jewish court could have, where he was obligated to divorce her, why do we say in that case, pasul b'posel? Why does he say he has reyach haget? If the Goyish court has no validity whatsoever, why does it have any validity regarding reyach haget for the apostle from a Kohen? So a timer, not my, he says, Kedin b'chedin b'yisrael michlof. Because if, interesting, the Gemara is saying that you might get confused in situations between the courts if they're enforcing a case where the husband is obligated to divorce his wife. So you might get confused. You might get confused and say, well, so if you might get confused, and therefore we're going to say, in the case of the Jewish court, you're going to say that it apostles. Because you might, if you say that the Goyish court does absolutely nothing, you might think that the Jewish court also means absolutely nothing. But I'm going to say, if you're going to get confused, shouldn't it have the same rule, not have a lower level rule?
No,
There's still confusion now, because now in the Goyish court, it only passels her from a Kohen. So maybe you get confused by the Jewish court. I don't understand what that means. So the Gemara then says, the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara answers the other way and says, Shelo kedim b'chadin Yisrael lo michlif. But you're not going to get confused if it's lo kedin. Meaning if there is no validity, if there's no reason to force the get. We said by the Jewish court, you can't marry a Kohen, we have Reich get. By the Goyish court, there is no Reich get. That you won't get confused. Shelo kedin, you won't mix up the courts. But kedin, you will mix up the courts, but you'll only mix up the courts to the sense of being concerned about Reich get, not about the actual get itself. So I don't know, maybe it says something. I'm not understanding this 100%. Right? Rashi says, he says, kedin, you see kedin, it's a little, you see that towards the top? He says, kedin da ovdei kachavim. He says, ovdei kachavim she isuhu lahotzi ubedin Torah, meaning legitimately, b'yafo gavdu lo gita, even though it's not a valid get, ha-gazer be-rabbana, and Rabbana made a gezeira, livso be-kahuna, to pass on from kahuna, mishum de-michlif, be-kedin de-yisrael. V'asi le-meimar, yisrael nami, she-aso kedin lo pasil. Right? V'ahu gita ma'al yahu, and it'll be a good get. That's exactly what we're saying. But if you're worried about them confused in the cases, you should be confused about the entire. I would think you'd be confused about the entire case. I hate doing that. I don't understand. What do we have to 40?
45.
Okay, fine.
Over here looking above a pastor at Nun Zion.
Okay.
We're showing him
there. Explain what?
Above a pastor. And we're showing that for a full discussion of why you get coerced by Jews, where divorce is mandated, is valid, and why it is not valid, where divorce is not mandated.
It does not what? Okay, all right, so we'll get to footnote that, and we get to that Gemara Bava Basra, we'll come back. We'll come back to it. All right, it's on Yoni, it's on you. Make a voice recording on that. Okay, fine.
I'm just quoting
the Okay, no problem. Okay, so Abaye Ashkeche le Rav Yosef. Abaye found his Rebbe Rav Yosef. The Yosef, he was sitting, v'kama'aseh agite, and I think he was forcing somebody to give a get. So Amar Leah, Abaye says to him, how can we force to give a get? V'ha'anan had yotos anan. We're not smuchin. We don't have smicha here. I guess he's saying is that you have to have smicha. You have to be smuchin in order to force a get. And we're had yotos. V'tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, Hay Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Ko makom sha'ata motze agorios shel ovdi kachavim. Agorios, I think, means gatherings. You find gatherings of goyim, afa pisha dineyem kidine Yisrael, even though their rules are the same as our rules, you cannot go to bathe them before them. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Lifnehem with no lifnei ovei kachavim." Davar achayar asher tasim lifnehem below lifnei hadyotos. You can't go to hadyotos. How are you forcing anybody? So Amar Lei, this is a big sugya. Amar Lei, anon shlichusayu kaavdinon, where they're shliach, right? Meaning, midahavei aldos vavolos. Just like when it comes to monetary manners, we're allowed to judge because I guess they appointed us as their shlichim, which somehow means that we are not using our authority. We're using their authority. They appointed us, right? Rashi says, "Shlichusayu debnei eretz yisrael kaavdinim hei nos nulana rishus midi dahavi adini mom nos lavos." Right? Avdina shlichusayu. That's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf beis and beis. We'll get there also. You only mark that down. We'll learn about shlichusayu on Sanhedrin.
They were appointed when they were assuming
that. They were appointed, and however that was appointed is valid. So the Gemara says, if you're appointed, so why can't we learn? Why can't we do gezeilus v'chavolos? It also needs smuchin. And why don't we just say shluchusayu? And they're not judging gezeilus v'chavolos. So Gemara says, ki avdina shluchusayu. When are we considered a shliuch? That's bilmuta de shchicha. That's things that are shayach. Shchicha, that means things that are typical, like loans and gittin, are more typical than gezeilus v'chavolos. But bilmuta de lo shchicha, lo avdina shluchusayu. Then they don't do shlichus. Okay. So let's do the Mishnah The Mishnah now talks about a case of a woman that rumors, I know, Mr. G, you don't like the rumors. The rumors came out that she was either divorced or that she was married. So Yotza Shema Be'ir, if a call went out about an apparent single woman, that she is Mikudeshes. So now, there are Edim who came that said, Ploni Niskadeshes beyond Ploni. Two Edim came. Harezim Mikudeshes, Rechoshesh for this, and she cannot marry anybody else until she gets a get from that person. Similarly, if you have a call that comes out that says that this person who we assume was married, we say Migureshes. I guess they said, two witnesses said, Ploni Niskareshes beyond Ploni. Harezim Mikudeshes. We say that she's Migureshes. I don't think it means, right? I don't think it means that she's completely divorced to go marry anybody else. Rashi says, "Kasaka daitin the hachik amar eshes kohen." Talking about an eshes kohen, she yotzal leakol plon nisgarsha hayom harezigum reshes vasur liyishiv otachtav. The ilu migureshes lahakel linasa l'shuk, to say that she's moved divorced based on this rumor, to go marry anybody in the shul, in the market, leka liprushe to mishum yitzias kol nishri eish shisla alma. We're not going to permit that. That's a big problem, right? V'hayin de pirchon la begemara v'asilei gavra al bala kohen. So that's what we're going to ask in Gemara. But we're assuming that this, there must be some strength to this divorce.
Why
to this.
Ask her if there's a rumor. Ask her if it's.
Well, she, so what? She's not believed. She's not believed.
She's said, not?
Why would she believe? You have two Adam coming saying that she's married. She's going to say she's not married. Okay, so but now we have a problem. We have Migoreshes. Next, Mishnah says, Ubilvad shelo yesham amatla. As long as there's no excuse. And amatla's excuse comes across that by Nida, you have the concept of amatla like. So, right, so, Ubilvad sheyesham amatla. So, is he amatla? What's this type of excuse that knocks out the koach of the kol? So, in other words, one could be girish ish ploni as ishto al tanai. Maybe also on Kiddushin, that if you have a tanai, Rashi says, Zehu Shover Shal Gerishin, Hashem alone is Kaim a tanai. Maybe the tanai wasn't done, fulfilled. Oh. Right? Or Zarek La Kiddushah, he threw her the money of the Kiddushin, Safik Karav La, Safik Karag Lo, Zohi Amatla, that's going to be Mevatel, the kol of the Gerishin. Because maybe you can have an excuse, maybe there's an excuse that can be Vatel the kol. So any type of an excuse that can be Vatel the kol, maybe her saying something, maybe somebody else saying something, that would be an amatla and we'll vatel the kol. Okay, we'll stop here by the Gemara and the bottom page. That's on the base. Everyone have a good